this lasts forever. And it's only just begun. Won't hit Little Rock until late tonight. Drop them boys in Phoenix. They're flying to L.A. Now it's just me, myself and I. Say goodbye.
I didn't know enough.
does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. Thinking that my love would hold you. Oh, I'm crazy for trying. I'm crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Yeah, that was Stacey Antonelle, and at the time, I guess, known as Ginger Cowgirl, singing Crazy, a couple versions of Crazy. We've got the Patsy Cline, and we've got the Gnarls Barkley. So this is John Ford, and I am doing a special edition of AM Radio right here on KXFM, the home of Human Crafted Radio, and I have in the studio with me Stacey Antonelle and her guitarist, Steve Peavy. And they are doing a tour up and down the coast here until they head back east again. Welcome.
Thank you. So great to be here.
Oh, I'm glad that you are. And because I know how, you know, going from place to place is a lot of car time and, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a relief to get out of the car.
That is true. Yeah. I do have some cramps in my right leg.
Oh, sciatica, right? Okay. So, let's launch right into it. We have an hour today, and, why don't we tell the audience a little bit more about Stacey Antonelle?
Well, I'm from San Diego originally, Ocean Beach, and yeah, I moved to Nashville about 6 years ago.
And moving to Nashville. Okay, so I've got a question about that, I guess, because I know a lot of people now that have just moved to Nashville, like in the last 2 or 3, 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that it's because there's a whole lot of resources back there, some great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And does that make it easy for you, or is it easier, I guess, is what I should have said. or is it like, oh, now I got to, you know, find one of these people to...
I think the musician side is easier, because it's kind of just supply and demand applies in that realm as well. Like, I find that musicians in Nashville do work for less money than they do in San Diego, because there's more of them.
Uh-huh.
But from the perspective of, like, the singer-songwriter artist trying to get your own songs out there, it's much more competitive because there's so many of us. Yeah. Gigs don't pay there because people will play for free.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad about it anymore.
Yeah, it's that is difficult. I mean, I'm in a band myself, and whenever we do a benefit, just play for free, somebody always says something like, well, you know, there's working musicians in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but...
I don't know, playing a benefit is, you're donating your time. That's totally legitimate.
That's right. So you moved to Nashville 6 years ago, and then did you record Ginger Cowgirl back there? That would be your... EP.
Yeah, when I was called Ginger Cowgirl, I recorded my first EP there at historic RCA Studio C in Chet, what used to be Chet Atkins' office.
No kidding.
So that was cool.
Was his desk still there?
No. First I thought you said, was his death still there? Oh. I'm like, his ghost, you
was
mean?
His ghost? A desk.
I didn't feel it, at least.
A cold come out of the room. So Ginger Cowgirl, you used to go by that moniker, and for the listening audience, since this is not a video, I am looking at Stacy across the way, and she's a beautiful redhead, and that's how that comes about, Ginger Cowgirl. But I think your musical expertise kind of goes beyond that.
I don't know, expertise is a strong word, but certainly like my passions and interests. I'm also, I'm all over the place right now. I can't decide what my next record should be. Should it be surf rock? Should it be old soul? Should it be jazz? So yeah, Ginger Cowgirl, I'm kind of still mourning the loss of that name. So much more memorable than Stacy, but like,
well,
yeah, it felt a little limiting. So
I guess, yeah, I mean, it does kind of tie you to country a little bit. But we know that you have a jazzy side too. So what were your influences growing up? And
pop music, basically.
Yeah.
Ace of Base was my first CD.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I really loved Alicia Keys, Jewel, because being an OB at that time, I would like see Jewel play at Jungle Java or Java Juice, rather.
She lived there for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's from Alaska, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Steve Pultz, I think, was one of the people.
Who's also moved to Nashville.
Oh, is that right? Oh my
gosh!
He kind of
beat the crowd. I feel like he's been there for like 10 years. He got in while everything was still very cheap.
Wow. Yeah. So is it getting expensive there? Because so many people are moving back there. Huh?
It is getting expensive there. Everybody hates Californians because we're driving up the house costs. But
you know, they don't like us everywhere. I mean, I remember, you know, living up in the Pacific Northwest for a while, and they didn't really like the fact that I was a Californian up there. So it just goes with the territory, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many of us. So we played Texas Last Forever. That one is off of your Always the Outsider album.
Yep.
And we played Crazy, which you informed me was a hidden track. That I didn't. I don't know how I
not
tripped
that
on
hidden,
it.
Apparently.
I seriously don't. I didn't. It probably was YouTube. I just can't remember. But yeah. I think you're right. I'll take your word for it. So tell me about Always the Outsider, and you know, how long did that whole process take, and what kind of changes did you go through?
That record is really about moving to Nashville and feeling alone and adjusting to, yeah, just a new place, not knowing anybody and feeling like an outsider. That's the title. But yeah, it was.
It's a great song. I've played Always the Outsider several times on this show. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I don't know how soon you want to get into playing some live music. You both have guitars strapped over your shoulder, and so we can play a recorded tune, and you guys can get ready, and we'll play some live.
Sure, I mean we're down. We can play live right now if we want.
You want to? Let's do it then.
Let's do Always the Outsider. Now that we've been talking about it.
Talking tonight. About it. My name's Stacy from Joyzy.
Exactly.
Let me, actually, I'm the one that probably needs to be ready. Okay, so, there we go. Let's, we'll go into it, and I'll try to monitor things as we go.
Gotcha. Great. All right, you start it, Steve.
One, two, three.
Degrees. It's midnight in Tennessee. Sweating in the hurt cause the bar has a broken AC. Faces swimming by, blown in the colored lights, staring at the backs of the people all circled up tight. Always the watching my own hunger eat me alive. I got no one to blame. I was too good to play. Bar. And who's at fault but me? For always being lonely, always confusing solitude with being free. Always the outsider, thought I could move forward in this town alone without playing the game. Well, you know what they say. Watching my own hunger eating me alive. I got no one to blame. I was too good to play. It's been a rough 2 years, 'cause I was wrong.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Love it. That was Always the Outsider, Stacey Antineau. And that's the title track of her most recent album. And you said you were working on anything new? Or
I am slower than I'd like. yeah.
In
I have
case,
like 30 yeah. songs right now that are half finished that I really need to finish.
yeah. Well, that's good. But... I mean, at least you're halfway there.
Yeah,
they're all half finished.
It's hard to write on the road, I find. You get a lot of ideas and you're living life, but
yeah.
not a lot of time to actually sit down and do anything other than drive.
yeah. And as far as this tour goes, it's just you two?
Just the two of us, yeah.
Okay. No other backing rhythm guys, I guess. The drummer, do you usually tour with just two people, or?
Yeah, it's just not cost effective to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys sound great. So, and I will repeat this a little bit later in the hour as well, but you two will be playing at Lander's Liquor Bar up in Costa Mesa tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I believe that starts at 7?
I think so, 7 to 9.
7 to 9. So, y'all
it's
get.
Free.
It's free. Go. And, yeah, so that's, it's on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. It's, a little bit off of, Newport Boulevard on the corner of Harbor Boulevard and Hamilton. So, it's not, like up in the north of, Costa Mesa, like some of the other places, I guess. Mm. So it's a pretty good, pretty good location, even if you're coming from here. So, I encourage you to, head on down to Lander's Liquor Bar and check these guys out. So, well, on do you want to keep playing live, or shall we?
Let's play an album song so I can figure out what to play next live.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to let you pick.
Oh, I get to pick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick Absent Captain, but first I'm going to tell a story about it.
That's what I would love. Thank you very much. You're doing my job for me.
So I see a theta brainwave reader. They get you into a theta state, and they like, really, I don't know how to explain it, so I just call them psychics.
Uh-huh.
And I have 3 theta brainwave readers on retainer because I need a lot of help moving through this life.
I got
questions.
And one of them
told me...
That's okay. I'll ask later.
We'll get deeper in that, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them told me that prior to being Stacey Antineau, my soul was in a formless mathematical dimension, and I had no body. Mm-hmm. And that's why I haven't been on Earth in like several hundred years. So it's strange for me to have a body, and I'm like a foreign exchange student on Earth. So this is a song I wrote in the depths of my despair.
Oh, right. Okay, so absent captain, there's no captain on this ship, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm going to play that right now, and we will be right back.
It's love.
That's what I'm talking about. That's Heartbroken Tomorrow. That's Stacey Antonelle from her album Always the Outsider. And Stacey and her guitar player Steve are here. And man, what a pleasure. Thank you for coming by.
Happy to be here.
And you know, I have been kind of not continuously, but I first tried to get you on the show like 3 years ago or something. And you were coming through town at the time, but or heading back to Nashville at the time is what it was. But I'm so glad you are here, and you got your guitar out.
Yes, I do.
And so that song we just heard, "Heartbroken Tomorrow." Any good stories about that one?
Well.
You have a wit.
Okay, fine.
About
I'll tell you
a
story.
Come on.
I'll make it brief. I was playing with my guitar player, who I was also dating, and we got done with our gig one night, and we came in separate cars, and we were going to our separate homes. But as I was driving, I noticed that he was in front of me on the freeway, going in the total opposite direction, and he was going to another girl's house. So, yeah.
I hate it when
dirty
that happens.
Dog.
Yeah. No, what a jerk. Oh well.
We're still friends though.
Well,
we still play together all the time.
All right. Well, yeah, and we were talking about that solo at the end, which was pretty cool.
It's pretty epic. My dad is like, "Why? Why did you put this solo?"
Why not?
Not a fan of the guitar shred.
Well, and you said that was Paul Scroy?
Paul Scroy. Yeah, Nashville based.
And also on this album, besides Steve here, Steve played several instruments on this album. Doug Pettibone, steel player, has played with a long list of people. Lucinda Williams a lot. He did Shelby Lynn and Alison Moore on their Not Dark Yet. I was going through the list, and it's really long. Just
for sure.
Just take it. Take my word for it. It's just one of those, you know, A players. Mm-hmm. You know, just really, really cool. So you're going to play another tune for us.
Yeah, we're going to play "Planetary Heartache," which is about an alien Earthling romance.
Yeah, that's. I got questions about that too, but we'll save them until after the.
All right.
Steve, all right. Let's go.
One.
Staring at the night, it's like staring back in time. Bathing in the light of back when you were mine. Your hair in the breeze, the sand in the bedsheets. You really did a number on me. Another sweating glass of brandy in my hand. Another episode of MASH, 'cause you're the biggest fan. The moon lit the sea, the clothes we were shedding. You really did a number on me. It took an alien for me to feel that Earthling love. Days go by so slow, fade into tomorrow. gravity still holds, nor I would try to follow. Was I just a fling? Baby, I'm drowning. You really did a number on me.
We're ending everything with a sleepwalk lick.
Sounds good to me. all right, so well, that was planetary heartache. Another heartache, heartbroken tomorrow. Anyway,
yeah, you know, you'd think that I dated a lot from this album, but I don't. I milk the ones I have for all they're worth.
And an alien relationship. Are you into sci-fi?
Not. Like, Dune is one of my favorite books of all time, but I'm definitely not, like, a sci-fi nerd. I don't know why. It really all comes back to that thing that my Theta Brainwave reader said, that I'm an
gotcha.
Alien. So, yeah.
Well, you're out of this world, I'll tell you. Yeah. There you go. So, and I really love your voice. Are you trained classically or anything like that? Or
no, I've been taking singing lessons for a couple years. Not at the moment, but yeah. I didn't go to school for music or anything.
Uh-huh. You went to UC Berkeley, is that
yep.
What did you study there?
Anthropology and women's studies.
All right. So, no, I really love your voice. It's especially when you're saying certain things like time, goodbye. You've got a certain lilt to it that it's really unique. I like it.
Thanks.
So, if you're just tuning in, we have Stacey Antonell and Steve Peavy here. Stacey Antonell is on tour here on the West Coast. She was in Santa Barbara and Solvang. And then tomorrow night she'll be at Lander's Liquor Bar in Costa Mesa, and then going up to Paso Robles, and then down to San Diego, and then jetting back to Nashville, I think.
Back to Nashville.
And so we're lucky to catch her on her way through town. So I'm going to play one more song. How about? You know what I'd like to play is, where is it? Save Your Breath.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay, so tell us about that, because if you folks have been listening, there is a lot of influences in her music. You can tell it's not just, you know, Nashville country,
mm-hmm.
Nashville cats. So I want to play this one, and you'll see what I mean.
Choke on it.
A little bossa nova there for your Tuesday afternoon from Stacey Antonelle and Save Your Breath. That's brand new. And so are you, well, is this one of the things that you might put on a future LP, or is it just, you know, a single that you wanted to put out?
Just a single. It doesn't really represent where I think I'm going. I do love bossa novas, and I do plan on doing a Sinatra album, like Americanified, but
that'd
yeah.
be great. No, I my musical taste used to be a lot narrower. Yeah. But now I have been listening to a lot of jazz lately, and it's really caught my ear, and I don't have any explanation for it, but I love it. Yeah. Great song. I love it. Do you have another one live that you would like to do? I mean, yeah. I'll keep you here playing until they kick us off.
Yeah, I was thinking we could really make all the listeners think I'm totally insane and do yet another song about a past life I don't remember having.
All right.
But I was dating a man and I kept breaking up with him, but I could not stay away. And it was really becoming a problem. So I went to my theta brainwave reader / psychic, and he told me that the reason why I could not leave is because in a past life, my boyfriend was a pirate ship captain, and I was a scullery wench on a pirate ship.
Arrgh.
Exactly. Hijinks ensued, and whatever happened between us caused our souls to form a karmic contract, the terms of which we are now playing out in this incarnation.
Gotcha.
So...
Well... We all come from somewhere, I'll tell
you. Exactly. All right. And then, importantly, the psychic cleared. He dissolved our karmic bond, and I was free to move on.
And did you?
Oh, yes. I did go back a couple more times. Oh, yeah. Not going to lie. But
okay. All right.
Karmic cord between us is finally cut. It wasn't easy, but we're through. I know that you don't buy it. You think it's make-believe. Yeah, but soon you'll see it's true. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back to you this time. Seed of doubt told me I shouldn't stay. Thought it might go away, but it grew. Slowly it took over my entire chest. Brambled and bloomed and crept, and I knew I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back to you this time. You can't stop this. Can you for once just let me go? And I left you so many times, but I couldn't stay gone. A contract from a past life, but now it's his own. I'm not coming back. Cord between us is finally cut.
It was brutal, but we're through.
That was great. I love that. That's called Karmic Chord.
Karmic Chord.
Yeah.
True story.
A true story. And it's very well done. I love it.
Thank you.
Would you like to play some recorded music? And what would you like to play?
Sure.
Even from, I've got the Ginger Cowgirl on here as well.
Yeah, let's do 6 Weeks in Nashville from Ginger Cowgirl. It's a classic.
All right. Let's do that. And you're listening to a special edition of AM Radio right here on KXFM, the home of Human Crafted Radio, 104.7 megahertz on the FM dial. You can also stream us worldwide, even from Nashville. KXFMradio.org. And if you would like to, you know, there's 15 minutes left that we have. I should have said this before, but, you know, if you want to ask Stacy a question, you can call in. 949-715-5936 is the number. And, yeah, call and chat if you like. And we're going to play a song called 6 Weeks in Nashville. And it's from your EP, Ginger Cowgirl. And here it is.
Yet I got folks on the west coast wondering if I'm big yet. Didn't know I needed it when I went out last night, but just the sight of all that whiskey made my shoulders feel less tight. Well, I try to lead a clean life, but this city makes it hard. Your Guinness, it ain't nobody's business what I do. Oh, I do. $8 in Nashville, I trade my time for 20s. It takes my time from writing, but that time ain't worth a penny. Didn't know I needed it. A bourbon bottle skyline, yeah. Well, I try to lead a clean life, but I'm always in a bar. It's a drinking town with a music problem. I got those that can help me solve them, yeah. So give me a shot, a sip of your Guinness. A night out from the music business is what I need. Hustle and half waiting, and every day I'm swinging between hope and desperation. Well, I try to lead a clean life, but this city makes it hard. It's a drinking town with a music problem. I got those that can help me solve them, yeah. Give me a shot, a sip of your Guinness. It might be a bad decision, but I don't care.
We have Stacy Antonell in the studio today, and it's been a real pleasure because I've been listening to her music for a few years now, as since you put out the EP, I guess, and I do not know where I first saw you, but when I heard you sing, it sold me. So, I'm going to turn on all the microphones. So you have one more song you want to play live.
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Kicking and Screaming. It is about a man who stalked me when I broke up with him. Fun times.
Yeah. Yeah, let's pull down that. There you go. You know, it's always a fun jostle in here to get microphones placed and whatnot. Okay, yeah, it'll do. I'll turn off this one. And that one.
All right.
Okay, Kicking and Screaming.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to seem like a good idea again. Is your breath still hot, still stale from the death of a thousand cigarettes? Summer went kicking and screaming like you. It couldn't let go. Well, we were sweating all through October. Even then, you should have known. You were just a passing fancy. You were an urge that sometimes struck rough around my wrist, your hand pleading, don't come. 'Cause you got it too deep. Summer went kicking and screaming like you. It couldn't let go. Well, we were sweating all through October. Even then, you should have known. You still call it love. Why can't you take the truth? You were just a good time boy. You win some and you lose.
Major. Okay.
Summer went kicking and screaming like you. It couldn't let go. Well, we were sweating all through October. Even then, you should have known.
Oh. The cowgirl ending.
There you go. Yeehaw. Oh, that's Billy Strings over here. That's good flat picking.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I need to take lessons from you. I would love to be able to do that.
Me too.
All right. So we've been listening to Stacy Antonell, and gosh, thank you so much for coming in. I do want to get to, you know, how people can find you online and all that good stuff before we have to break. And
yeah, My website is stacyantonelle.com, which is stacyantonelle.com. And yeah, on Instagram, that's my handle, Stacy Antonelle. On Facebook, I'm still Ginger Cowgirl.
All right.
And on YouTube, I'm Ginger Cowgirl. So, yeah.
All right. and on Spotify, you got both.
On Spotify, I've got both.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, gosh, you know, yeah, so that's great. And then if you're in any of the places we mentioned earlier, like Paso Robles, and Paso is...
California Coast.
Well, no, I mean, when is that?
Oh, that's on Friday.
Friday,
At 4 p.m. I think my website says it incorrectly. I need to change that.
Okay.
4 p.m.
All right. And then San Diego after that. Yep. And this evening, you're going to sing the national anthem at a baseball game, right? No.
It is at the Belly Up. And I like to say that I'm opening for Graham Nash.
There you go.
Because he's the headliner.
Beautiful.
So,
and it's sold out.
That's what I'm putting on my resume. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. And like you said, it's sold out because of you.
Yeah, because of me.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Anything else that you would like to impart to our listening audience?
I don't think so. Just, yeah. Hope to see you at a show sometime.
Yes. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow night.
Cool.
Because I would love to go. Well, I guess we're going to play another song of yours to play us out for the hour. And thank you again for coming in and playing great music and taking the time.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
All right. Let's play.
If we want a mellower mood, there's Can't Trust Fate.
Okay. Let's go for that.
It's my mom's favorite song of mine, so.
Okay. That works.
She might be listening.
All right. Hi, Mom. You Can't Trust Fate. This is off of Stacy Antonelle's latest album called Always the Outsider. Go and get that because it's a pleasure to listen to. So here it is.
It was meant to be. When they collided at the jukebox, 3 times 1 week, 2 strangers with their jaws dropped and J-Mo on the rocks. They pushed through the crowd to where the bar curved and met the wall. Music was loud. Soon the bartenders were threatening last call. They ignored it all. Barstool stuck sweaty to her thighs. The night was cool. They held hands under the streetlights. But you can't trust fate. Down they slept. Well, his body burned like a furnace. The floor a mess. Oh, the record still silently turning as the light crept through the curtains. On the roof, rain fell hard above their heads. Past noon. Can't trust fate. No, you can't trust fate. Turn. Well, you can't trust fate. No, you can't trust fate.